It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. Hope you had a great Monday. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you are amazing. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer holding it down in New York, Ryan Hickey. Thank you to Greg for helping hold things down on the board. And thank you again to you for tuning in all over North America. We know we had a crazy weekend. Kansas City Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl. Philadelphia Eagles going back to the Super Bowl. The Washington Commanders just absolutely thrilled with what they did this season. Nobody expected them to get to no NFC Championship game. And then for the Buffalo Bills, another disappointment. Another time where Patrick Mahomes gives them the boot. We're going to talk about it all. How about this? And next hour, Gene Battaglia is going to join us. Western New York covers the Buffalo Bills. Radio host on The Fan in Rochester. I'm going to ask him about the Bills and, well, what happens next? John McMullen is going to join us later in the show to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. Hopefully their fans have climbed off of those poles. Why they want to climb those poles so bad? Yeah, we're going to get into a lot of football. And then how about this? About an hour ago, Jimmy Butler suspended indefinitely by the Miami Heat. Again, no, this is not deja vu. Jimmy Butler has been suspended again. They got him. Three times. Third time's a charm. We'll get into why Jimmy Butler is suspended again. You know, we'll talk about that in about 20 minutes. This is just the story and song that does not end. And then earlier today, a lot went on as we had several coaches introduced to new fan bases. Pete Carroll sat in front of the Raiders and was introduced. Whoop-de-freaking-do, right? Dallas Cowboys introducing Brian Schottenheimer as their new head coach. How exciting. And then Aaron Glenn, latest head coach for the New York Jets. He made playing for the New York Jets sound exciting. And I guess that's his job. And then there was no real answer as to what the hell will happen with Aaron Rodgers. But that's the world that we live in. Everything is all about positivity during these introductory press conferences. So we'll hear from Pete Carroll and Aaron Glenn and Schottenheimer, Jerry Jones. We'll hear from all of these guys later on this hour. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in on YouTube. We stream live on YouTube. If you can watch, knock yourself out. You can. All you have to do is go ahead and search the Infinity Sports Network on YouTube, and everything will pop right on up. You can watch the show live. If you want to call up, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online wherever you are on the internet. I am there as well. I am at JR Sport Brief. Before we do or say anything else, Hickey, how are you on this Monday, January 27th, the year 2025? You okay?
I'm doing well. Yeah, hanging in here on this Monday. No complaints from me.
Well, that's good. Let me ask you this. Being a fact, or being the fact that you host on Sunday nights here on the Infinity Sports Network, what was the vibe that you got and felt following another Chiefs victory against the Bills last night?
A lot of disgust and anger.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot of Chiefs fatigue. There's a lot of blaming as to why the Chiefs win games.
Oh, man.
So one question I asked a lot that I never really got a valid answer to was why, like, what makes you hate them? Because I don't really think they're unlikable.
I agree.
And a lot of answers I got did not make much sense, had nothing to do with football. So yeah. So it was wow. It was interesting.
You know what? Let's dive into that element later on in the show. Because we talked, you know, not to fall off or, you know, provide a preface or jump to conclusions, but we talked a lot about this last week about whether or not this was rigged, the Chiefs win is rigged, and the referees try to win for them. And I saw the same calls that everybody saw last night. You know, Xavier Worthy, was it a catch? Okay, Josh Allen, did he get the first down with the stand-up on the fourth down? And they didn't give it to him, and it looked like he crossed the line. So we can go through all of that. We really can. And there were some incorrect calls, I believe, especially Josh Allen's. I think that was a first down. But I'll tell you this, we're going to have some of that in every single game. All right, we're going to have referees missing calls. Go ask the New Orleans Saints and the Rams about, you know, missed calls. We can go back to an NFC Championship game. What was that at this point? 2019. We can go back in time. We're going to find refs missing calls all the damn time. Okay. Tuck rule. I can go on and on and on. The Kansas City Chiefs are just better than everybody. The talent that they put on the field is better than everybody. There's not a game that they go into, even with a Josh Allen is on the field, where the Kansas City Chiefs don't have the best quarterback. That's it. And so if you put away what you cannot control, the calls of the officials, you know, I look at what the Buffalo Bills did and what they did not do. I found the Buffalo Bills to be, and this is exactly what it is, and Josh Allen said it out of his own mouth. He said, man, in order to beat champs, we got to beat them first, and we didn't do it. And that's the approach. Everybody knows the Kansas City Chiefs sit at the top of the totem pole. You have to beat them. They don't got to necessarily go out there and be aggressive to beat you. You're trying to match them and what they're capable of doing. And so when the Buffalo Bills are just like, hey, it's fourth down, I'm going to go for it instead of kicking a field goal. When the Buffalo Bills are early in the game, they're like, oh, my God, I got a chance here. I can kick 1 point through the uprights, or I can go for a 2-point conversion. And they're going for 2 points and they don't get it. I'm like, oh, y'all are leaving points out here on the field. And the Buffalo Bills did that. They left points on the field to try to match the Kansas City Chiefs. And instead of being matched up with them, the Chiefs got the ball back at the end of the game. We saw what Harrison Butker did with that kick. And then their defense handled them, and Kincaid missed the catch, and they sent the blitz, and that was all that she wrote. And after that, it was a matter of, hey, let's just kill the clock, get first downs, suck the timeouts out of them, and that's exactly what they did. And so we can all sit around and blame the refs. I'm not doing that stupid game. What I'm going to tell you is they left points on the board, and they got beat again by a better team. This is the fourth time since 2021. That the Kansas City Chiefs have eliminated the Bills. In the case of Josh Allen, this man is lights out in the playoffs unless he's taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. He has a 7-2 record in the playoffs. He is 0-4 against the Chiefs. Josh Allen, these are numbers that he doesn't want to be a part of. He has the most wins in the postseason by any quarterback ever to never reach the Super Bowl. 7. Meanwhile, Patrick Mahomes keeps on rolling. 7 years as a starting quarterback in the NFL. This is going to be his 5th appearance in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs just keep on rolling. And Patrick Mahomes, you might have heard this yesterday, hear it again now. He talks about what it took for them to get back to another Super Bowl.
It takes every single person on the team, and you saw that tonight. If it was special teams, if it was offense, if it was defense, everybody had their role in this game. And that was a great football team that we played. And so for us to go through the season and win the games the way that we won them, I'm proud of the team. But like you said, we're not to the ultimate goal yet, and this will be a great challenge for us with Philadelphia.
The ultimate goal here is to win another championship. The ultimate goal here for the Kansas City Chiefs is to three-peat. The ultimate goal in three-peating is to do something that has never been done before in the NFL. Three consecutive Super Bowl victories. Andy Reid is starting. Well, damn it, Andy Reid has his own legacy. Andy Reid is already one of the most accomplished coaches that the NFL has ever seen. From his work in the NFC with the Philadelphia Eagles to now ultimately winning championships and the opportunity to win another championship with the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Reid, this is going to be his sixth Super Bowl appearance. The only guy who has more appearances than him is Bill Belichick at 9. Andy Reid talked about going to the Super Bowl again.
What a great game for the National Football League, for the Kansas City Chiefs. To have the Lamar Hunt Trophy back in our hand here in Kansas City is a real treat to be a part of that.
Oh, man, let me tell you how spoiled the fans are in Kansas City. One of my friends hit me up on Saturday and goes, "Hey, I got tickets, JR." I said, "Send a plane for me. Send a plane for me." And then the next thing I heard was, "Well, I can't send a plane." I'm like, "Okay, I'm not coming." And then it's like, "Hey, I can't give these tickets away because people feel that we might be a jinx." I'm like, "What? Y'all are worried about being a jinx? By going to the football game, y'all think y'all are going to be a jinx? You think you're going to jinx the Kansas City Chiefs?" And so they went to the game, ultimately, and they won. And my first message was, what jinx, huh? You're such a jinx. You sitting in the stands doesn't have anything to do with the talent on the field. We can all be superstitious. The Chiefs are just a better team. And they're doing this at home. The fans are spoiled. Enjoy it. And nothing going to last forever. This is what Patrick Mahomes had to say about winning again at Arrowhead.
To be able to do it again at Arrowhead was special. I mean, last year it was awesome. You get there and you win it, but you're at a different stadium. And then being able to win it at Arrowhead, and then you get that trophy on that stage and you look around and there's not a seat empty. It is a special place, and I'm glad that I get to be a part of Chiefs Kingdom and here in Kansas City, because these moments that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Man, you got to enjoy them. You got to enjoy what you got, because you never know how long it's going to last. And somebody has to win, and then unfortunately, somebody has to lose. The Buffalo Bills, I told you, they're the ones that lost. They haven't been to a Super Bowl since 1993. Yeah. Four consecutive losses when they went. 90, 91, 92, 93. Haven't been to a Super Bowl since. The Buffalo Bills might actually have the MVP on their team right now in Josh Allen. Josh Allen went to work yesterday. 2 touchdowns, 237 yards in the air. He still lost. He looked dejected sitting on the sidelines as the clock ticked down. He looked dejected on the sidelines as it looked like the Chiefs were going to go home with another victory. Dejected. That's what Josh Allen had to say about another loss 4 out of 5 years against the Chiefs.
"It's not fun. But to beat the champs, you got to be the champs, you got to beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight."
Yeah. Hickey, who said that last week? Who said that last week?
You, right?
Yeah. I stole it from Ric Flair. Yeah. To beat a man, you got to beat him. As simple as that. Here's a question. Here's another question for you, Hickey. Remember we had that one Buffalo Bills fan who called, and he was very boisterous last, what was it, Friday? He was very boisterous, very loud.
Tony, something like that, yeah.
Oh, damn, you remember his name.
Well, he said it was the lock of the year. I think He said put your life savings on it.
He did say that. He did. He told me, he did. He said, "Jay, I don't know your financial situation," but he said, "put your life savings, your mortgage." That's what this guy told me.
Hope he's doing okay today.
I hope he is. Do you think he's going to call us?
No, no, John. No, he's
not.
No chance.
He's not going to call us today.
Or tomorrow.
Or next week.
Or next week. 2 weeks from now.
July?
August. I would say maybe after like the first preseason game, if Josh Allen goes like 3 for 3 and like in the only drive he plays, then we'll hear from him again.
Hey, Tommy T, whatever your name is, from Western New York, I assume, from Buffalo. Call us up, 855-212-4227. We would love to hear from you. We would. Josh Allen isn't the only person who spoke after the loss. Dalton Kincaid had the ball. It wasn't as much of a gimme as what we saw last week from Mark Andrews, but we saw another tight end drop a pass that would have ultimately put them in position to kick a field goal to tie the game. That did not happen. Kincaid dropped the pass while Allen was being blitzed. And this is what Dalton had to say about dropping the ball.
Josh made a hell of an attempt just to get the ball up there, and just sucks a lot not being able to bring it down.
Yeah, it just sucks a lot. What else are you going to say? Just sucks. What about that head coach? I asked this question last week to members of the media up in Buffalo. How the hell do y'all feel about Sean McDermott? I've already heard the calls about how he needs to get the boot. He needs to get sent to Siberia. They'll never win because of him. And I'm just like, man, it's the team on the field. Like, he doesn't have Patrick Mahomes. That's the difference. And yeah, he was overly aggressive. That was him. That's his fault. But I don't think you rip things to shreds just because you got to go up against the boogeyman. Like, eventually somebody will get him. But once again, it's not your time. Four times, 5 years, another loss. How about this stat? Josh Allen, he is the only quarterback in NFL history to lose four games against the same quarterback in the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes might say that they're buddies and it hurts to beat him and he considers him to be a friend and all of this stuff. Does Josh Allen feel that way? Was Josh Allen throwing, darts at a photo of his face? Is Josh Allen twisting up a voodoo doll in the offseason? Head coach of the Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott, he talked about how painful it is to lose to the Chiefs again.
Well, they're a good football team. They've won two Super Bowls. They've been to seven straight AFC Championship games, and that's no excuse. This is a good football team. We got to keep working to get over that hump. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, better luck next year. And sometimes next year doesn't come. The NFL is a brutal, brutal game, brutal league. Injuries occur. Players change teams. So come on, man. We got Amari Cooper on this squad. He wasn't even heavily involved when they traded for him. They had Stephon Diggs last year. Bellyache in the past couple of seasons with the Buffalo Bills. Ultimately, he got hurt down in Houston. We've seen the defense of the Buffalo Bills change. So as long as you have Josh Allen, yeah, you're going to have a chance. But the Kansas City Chiefs are just a massive roadblock. We got to worry about the Buffalo Bills later this year. Maybe then Tony from Western New York will call us back. But for right now, we know what the Super Bowl is. It's a shame we got to wait like 2 weeks to get it. Kansas City and the Philadelphia Eagles after they smash those Washington Commanders. We're going to talk about the Eagles later in the show. We're going to talk about Washington later in the show. We're going to talk about Kansas City and why people don't like them. I told you, we're going to have some guests who are going to join us. John McMullen will join us from SI Now to talk about the Eagles. Gene Battaglia is going to join us next hour to talk about the Buffalo Bills. If you want to talk, you can. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get this news on out the way. I told you that Jimmy Butler, not too long before we went on air, he was suspended again by the Miami Heat. I will tell you why Jimmy Butler is being suspended. We're going to get into more football, Andy Reid and his legacy, and McDermott and his future. We got a lot to do. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network. And we just opened up the show by talking about the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, the Bills head into another offseason, eliminated by the Chiefs. The Chiefs, they head to another Super Bowl looking to be the first team to three-peat. And we're going to have 2 weeks to talk about this. Told you I have more to get into about the game and Mahomes and Reed and why people hate the Chiefs so much. We're going to get into more of that as the show goes on. We're going to get into the Eagles and their victory. Great to see what Jalen Hurts did yesterday. Did not look injured to me. And not on a tush push, not on a pass. Played an amazing game. And Saquon Barkley to the shock of nobody. Just hand him the ball to open up the game and just touchdown. What a shock. Guys playing on a different level. So we're going to get more into football and even talk about the coaches who were introduced today in the NFL. But let me get this the hell up on out the way, because right before we got on air, as I was walking into the studio, I saw that Jimmy Butler of the Miami Heat was suspended again. And this time, by the way, this is his third suspension. This one is indefinite. The NBA trade deadline is February 6th. Today is January 27th. They're just going to hold this guy out until they can hopefully move him out of town. Now, who wants Jimmy Butler and his salary, the option that he has for next year outside of the Phoenix Suns? I have no idea, because he's just acting like a wild dude just trying to get out of Miami. When was the last time you heard somebody saying that I actively want to leave Miami? Well, we found one. It's Jimmy Butler. This is the news that broke a little more than an hour ago, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
Breaking news, more drama out of the NBA. I don't feel like anybody is shocked by that, but here's the latest. The Miami Heat have now suspended Jimmy Butler indefinitely. That is per multiple reports. Butler reportedly walked out of shootarounds this morning after being informed that the team didn't plan on starting him tonight against the Orlando Magic. He was expected to return tonight from a two-game suspension stemming from missing a team flight to Milwaukee last week. Jimmy Butler has requested a trade away from the Heat.
So let's take a look at this. The first time Jimmy Butler was suspended was, you know, conduct detrimental to the team. The guy is running around telling everybody, you know, I don't want to be here. I got to find my joy, what have you. They suspended him. The second time he gets suspended, now he's getting the boot because he missed a team plane. And now he's being suspended reportedly today because he learned that he would be coming off of the bench. Now, come on now. We all knew you don't want to be here. You're coming on. They're trying to push his buttons. They're trying to find a reason for him to say, hey, I don't want to play, which he's already done. And so they don't want nothing to do with each other. Jimmy Butler doesn't want the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat don't want Jimmy Butler. And so this is just what it is right now. Now, I don't think Jimmy Butler is going to go broke missing these paychecks, approximately $500,000 a game? He'll be fine. Ultimately, I'll tell you this. This cannot end sooner than later. Jimmy Butler is on social media making posts about how he is now unemployed, jobless, doesn't have a gig. I said this last week. I'll say it again. I hope that he gets sent somewhere where he will certainly lose, because this is grating. It is. 855-212-4227. I wish they played against the Magic today and he learned he was going to get benched. I'm just like, he should have accepted it. Just said, fine. Okay. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Joe is here from Rochester. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Joe?
Buddy.
Hey, what's up? You're live.
Hey, listen, man, you know, yesterday's game, you can pick apples and oranges between Allen and Mahomes. You know what? Half a dozen one way or the other, brother. You know where that game was won? And I'm going to tell you, and I think you'll agree with me. That game was won because Spagnuolo on defense showed just how much more experienced he is than Brady on offense. Bottom line, that's where that game was won. That was the difference. Okay. Not even not Reed, not McDermott, right there. Spagnuolo won that game for the Chiefs, hands down.
All right. Thank you, Joe, for calling from Rochester. I would say it certainly played a factor in the game. Steve Spagnuolo has been a defensive coordinator forever. I mean, this guy was a defensive coordinator when the New York Giants were winning championships. So he certainly understands a defense, and we can pick apart the coaching. I can also pick apart the offense. We can say as much as we want, and this is why Josh Allen just might be MVP, because he took a quote-unquote everybody-eats offense, even after bringing in Amari Cooper. I mean, Mac Hollins, who showed up to the game yesterday in a Muppets outfit by Animal. By the way, Animal is one of my favorite Muppets. Hickey, how'd you like that outfit? Did you like it?
I was scared to death.
Oh, my God. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because you have Elmo's head cut off with a chain around the neck? Barefoot?
Did you say Elmo?
Yeah. No,
that's Animal. Animal from the Muppets. He's not Elmo. He's Animal. Animal.
Honestly, that's even worse. If it was at least Elmo, it's a little bit... No, I was going to say lovable, but either way, it was creepy.
If it was Elmo with a chain on his, that'd be creepy. But it was Animal who plays the drums on the Muppets. So
how is that? What's the difference?
Animal and Elmo are two different people.
No, I know. But I'm saying what makes, like, they're both children's characters. What makes one creepy in the case of Elmo, and what makes one, I guess, acceptable in the case of Animal?
Well, Elmo is a lovely children's character with a squeaky voice who talks to children.
Mm-hmm.
And kids can relate to him because kids got squeaky, annoying voices, okay? So he's teaching them ABCs and about being friends, okay?
Right.
Animal plays the drums. I've never heard the man. Is he a man? What is he, a Muppet?
You know better than I. Yeah, Muppet, yeah.
I have never heard him. I think it's a him. Yes. You got to be careful now. I don't think I've ever heard he formulate a sentence. I've never heard him formulate a sentence ever. I've heard him go, Animal. That's what he does. And he plays the drums, and he acts like a complete lunatic. And so a little bit more reasonable for Mac Collins to wear an Animal outfit to the game. I loved it. I'm going to be that for Halloween.
Stay far away from me then.
All right. I'm going to message Mac, and I'm going to say, yo, bro, where you get that helmet from? Not helmet. What do I call it? A mask?
Mask, headpiece, headgear.
Yeah, if I saw somebody wear that on the in the Halloween parade, I'd be like, man, that's a cool outfit. I'm gonna steal it, hoping that people forget about it between now and Halloween. Genius. But here's the deal. Mac was their leading receiver, and I'm thrilled for him every time he gets shined, because I like him. He's been a guest on the show a million times. I like Mac Collins. He's a real cool dude. Mac, is he the number one receiver? I don't think so. You need a guy, and I've said this for a while too, James Cook, and he had an amazing rushing touchdown where he had to stretch out and reach and put his arm planted into the ground to avoid being, you know, taken down and stretching Michael Jordan style over the goal line. They still need more weapons. They need dynamic weapons. They don't. We can talk about Spags having more experience. Fine. Yes, I agree. Andy Reid is one of the greatest coaches of all time. Miss Spagnuolo is a great defensive coordinator. He's been here, done that. Blitz, 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 blitz. What he does. Watch this guy do this for like 20 years. Not sometimes. Talent does matter before you get to the coaching. 855-212-4227. Greg is calling from Michigan.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. I just got to say I'm devastated. Wow, what a game. And you're right. A lot of maybe missed calls, but you can't blame it. It was just between Josh Elvis Allen and Patrick Mahomes, the GOAT right now. And I just got to tell you, I'm devastated. But, hey, I want the Chiefs to win. I like Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia has a stronger defense. But I think it's weird, isn't it, JR, that could you actually say that the Kansas City Chiefs played their best season, and did Patrick have great stats? No, it's just the idea that they just did whatever it takes to win, and it's just weird. It's their destiny. It is their destiny. And I got to ask you a last question.
Well, hold on. Before you get there, Greg,
okay.
There's a lot. The Kansas City Chiefs, this is a matter of having Patrick Mahomes and everybody else having fill in the blank. They are ridiculously efficient at the end of games. They win one score games. They have walked the tightrope all throughout the course of the season and have still walked away victorious. And then when you think about just Patrick Mahomes in general, he's like a cheat code. You know, you don't have to worry about him turning the ball over, or he just always gets the job done in crunch time. And you are correct. He wasn't even an MVP conversation. So I don't think it's any stretch. You take a look at the Philadelphia Eagles. People look at Jalen Hurts and the numbers that he produces and what he doesn't do. And he repeatedly tells everybody after every game, it's really this simple. It doesn't matter if I throw 15 times, if I throw 30 times. The goal is to win the game. It doesn't matter who's touching a rock. What's your final question, Greg? Go ahead, quickly.
If Mahomes wins this Super Bowl, is he the greatest of all time? Does he surpass Brady? Thanks for taking my call, buddy, and everybody, go for your dreams.
Well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If Patrick Mahomes wins this third consecutive Super Bowl, is he the greatest past Tom Brady? You know what? I'm going to answer that question on the other side of the break. Speaking of coaching, we're going to listen to some of these coaches who were introduced today by their new NFL teams. The Raiders have a new coach in Pete Carroll. The Jets have added Aaron Glenn. Liam Cohen is the latest and newest head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they all spoke today. So we'll hear from some of these coaches that are now going to be in charge of loser-ass teams, and then I'll answer Greg's question about Mahomes and where he fits in with Brady if he should win.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We've already had a caller hit us up about the coaching of the Buffalo Bills. Man, you can only coach what you have in front of you out there on the field. And if you don't have the horses, you don't have the dogs, you don't have the fighters, you don't have the football players, and man, you gotta upward hill to climb to go out there and win. And so ultimately, we know that Andy Reid will be back in the Super Bowl opposing Nick Sirianni. We got to wait a little less than 2 weeks for that. And at least Nick Sirianni, he's bought himself some time, especially for how the season ended last year, how they went into this season. You could say that if the Eagles didn't have the year that they had, where we now know that they're going to the Super Bowl, Nick Sirianni was definitely going to be on the hot seat. Not something that he has to worry about, as he has one game in front of him in a little less than 2 weeks to get the Eagles all set and ready for a rematch against the Chiefs. And the next few individuals that I'm going to mention, man, they have months in front of them because their teams didn't make the postseason. These teams suck. They stink. They're terrible. They've gotten rid of their former head coach and they've hired a new one. The Raiders, the Jets, the Dallas Cowboys all introduced their head coaches today. In some of the press conferences, well, how about all of them? Because these are franchises trying to be on the up and up. There were some things said. Let's go from less dramatic, a little more normal, I guess if you can call it. Pete Carroll, introduced today as the latest head coach for the Raiders. Yes, Mark Davis has another one. What's the difference on this? What I believe is the ninth head coach since 2011 when his father passed away. Well, Tom Brady's in the building. Tom Brady is basically helping to run the show for the Las Vegas Raiders, and Pete Carroll is a safe option. Pete Carroll is basically a babysitter for whatever the next long-term era for the Raiders is. So Pete Carroll spoke to the media today, and he said the goal for a team that just went 4-13, a team that had Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, He said the goal is to win as soon as possible, like immediately.
Y'all wondering about timelines and all that. It took us a few years to get to the very top of the last couple programs I was with. We're starting right now, going for it immediately. We don't have some timeline. We got to make it 5 or 6 years down the road. That's not what we're thinking. We're going to start right now to go after it and build this team as quickly as we can. John saw Max back there. Max, send a message, man. We're coming after you. We're going to come find you guys and get this thing rolling as soon as possible with the highest of expectations.
Okay, good luck. Must I remind you, the Las Vegas Raiders play in the same division as the AFC champs, the Chiefs. They play in the same division as the Broncos, who have Sean Payton and a growing quarterback in Bo Nix. They play in the same division, and I know the man just choked in another playoff game by throwing 4 interceptions. He has Harbaugh, and he also has Justin Herbert. Like, this is not an easy division to compete in. For a team that doesn't even have a quarterback, good luck to Pete Carroll. This man is always happy-go-lucky. He's probably going to be stressed by the time this is done. And speaking of stressed, today, Aaron Glenn introduced as the head coach of the New York Jets. Now, look, Aaron Glenn, he played for the New York Jets. I remember watching him. He was a Jets first-round pick in 1994, 15 years as a player, even played for the Cowboys. He bounced around. Defensive coordinator, most recently for the Detroit Lions. Aaron Glenn actually said, and I'm happy for him, he said he is excited to have the Jets job. What is wrong with this man? Listen to him.
Put your seatbelts on and get ready for the ride. Listen, there are going to be some challenges. But with challenges becomes opportunity, gets opportunity. But here's what I do know. We're the freaking New York Jets. So we're built for this.
Oh, okay. All right. But I mean, that's just a statement. Hollow, empty statement. Because he's the coach. The players are still there. We don't know who's going to run the offense. I mean, damn it. We don't even know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be back at the quarterback position. So he could say whatever he wants to say. Why would anybody have any optimism with the New York Jets when there is still so much uncertainty? What happens with the New York Jets, we're going to have to see over the next several months. I wouldn't be excited. I like the Jets. I'm a Jets fan. I'm not excited about anything that they've done over the past, I don't know, forever. Yeah, still 14 years and counting since they've made the playoffs. Think about that. The playoffs. 14 years. Aaron Glenn was asked about Aaron Rodgers, and he didn't have much of an answer as to what his status will be moving forward.
This thing is not about Aaron Rodgers, folks. This is about the roster. And we plan on building the best roster that we can. So whatever that may be, guard, tackle, defensive tackle, that's what we're evaluating. And listen, everybody's under the microscope. That's just what it is.
Yeah, everybody's under the microscope, but we all understand, I think he would agree, the most important football player on the team is the quarterback. I don't care if it's the New York Jets or the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The quarterback is the most important guy. And no, I don't know the starting quarterback for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I have no idea. None. Anyway, I do know who the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys is. When he's healthy, it's Dak Prescott. He's making $60 million a year trying to force feed the ball to CeeDee Lamb. Why? Because they're paying that guy $35 and he has to earn his cash. The rest of the team, well, they got to fill out that roster. Dallas Cowboys, what else is new? Just another disappointment. Got Mike McCarthy gone. The offensive coordinator, Brian Schottenheimer, who has never been a head coach in the NFL, has served off and on as an offensive coordinator for 14 years, has been to college, his dad was Marty, has no head coaching experience. Jerry Jones decided to hire him. Why, Jerry? Why are you just pushing this guy from one seat to the next when he has no experience? Hey, Jerry, don't you understand there are some risks here? What do you think about that?
Now, I get my proverbial ass kicked over needing people in my comfort zone. If you don't think I can't operate out of my comfort zone, you're so wrong. It's unbelievable. This is as big a risk as you could take. As big a risk as you could take. No head coaching experience. You've just heard him reference his osmosis, his family. Anybody in this room that doesn't believe the apple doesn't go far from the tree has missed it someplace down the road.
Oh, my goodness. So here, Jerry, answer me this question. Why in the hell did you hire this guy if you knew it was such a big old risk?
We know what osmosis is, and we know what Shotty grew up around. Not just from that, but we knew, frankly, from the standpoint of Shotty, those X hairs crossed. Shotty might never have been in our mirror or in our view had he not joined us to be with Mike as a consultant 3 years ago and had he been a coach.
So he's saying that everybody that he's ever been involved with has rubbed off on him? Is that his thought process? He's a Schottenheimer? He's the son of Marty? He's been hanging around Mike McCarthy? So that means that he's going to be a good head coach? Like, what type of crap is that? I mean, we can look at Bill Belichick. This man has been the most successful NFL head coach of the last, 30, 40, 50 years? How did it work out for everybody that was around Bill Belichick? How did that go? The Cowboys are nuts. We're going to talk more about the Cowboys. Damn it, let's talk about the winning teams in that same division. Let's talk about the Eagles in Washington. We got more to do. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.